I'm sitting on the beach at the docks at Felixstowe, waiting for a ferry to take me to Harwich. The ride ended well, got into Dunwich Beach at just before 7 o'clock and had a swim, which was incredibly restorative. Really nice swim. And then it started to rain. I was kind of preparing for a snooze. I'd brought my sleeping bag and it started to rain, which is pretty grim. But fortunately I had a poncho, which I kind of laid out over myself to keep the rain off. And then the sun came out and everything was dried and wonderful. And I slept very soundly for a couple of hours until about 10 o'clock. And then decided to forego the queue for the greasy spoon breakfast. And amazingly, there was quite a lot of life still in my legs. So I thought, it's a beautiful day. Let's continue riding. So I went along National Cycle Route 1 south, kind of along the coast, through the back lanes of Suffolk past Aldborough, and quite a nice lot of pretty towns down there, and a series of ferries which takes me to where I am now. The first ferry was rowed by a very old man, and it just had me and him and my bike in it. That was pretty funny. And then a slightly larger ferry, and now I'm waiting for, I think, what is going to be quite a big ferry to go over the rivers Orwell and the Stour, which separate Felixstowe from Harwich. And then I think it's time for a train. I'm going to let the train take the strain, get me back to London. It's about 4:30, which means I've been on the go, kind of, for about 20 hours. It's been a great, great day. Really nice way to end it, with a little solo adventure of about 40, 45 miles beyond Dunwich. Ah, yes. The sea air.